Greetings, everyone, and welcome to yet another exciting edition of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, fans, family members, and the cast of The Natural Ones and Descent into the Void so we could talk about the previous episodes. Today, we have some of the cast of Descent into the Void. So let's welcome Alex, who plays Monaco.
Hey.
Travis, who plays King.
Hello, everyone.
And Adam, who plays Duran.
Konbanwa, minasan.
Welcome, everybody. First thing first, we want to wish a special happy birthday to our very own Alex.
Happy birthday!
We will not be discussing my age.
No need, just happy birthday. We celebrate the birth of our very own Monaco. Now, this probably will be released not actually on your birthday. Well, it actually won't be, but you'll know that when
as
it was
recording.
As of recording.
The birthday girl.
Yes, behind the scenes, we do have birthdays, and Alex will have a fantastic one.
Awesome. So, let's dig right in. So, on the last chapter of Descent into the Void, Liberators, you all had finally made it to Shimmer Drift Watch, and there you discussed the events that happened to you on the way with King Terminus, as well as the others within his inner circle, and Julian and his Unity Knights. Turned out that there was a little interrogation scene when he went over one by one using this large version of the truth spell, Zone of Truth, to see if who was telling the truth. And he asked you some...
Let it be known that I saved against King Terminus's ridiculously high DC.
I just want to say, like, for the record, Monaco thought it'd be too suspicious to try. Like, King would be like, why? And, you know, which is, I think, our response to when King makes the save.
But you did discuss, truthfully, after he reset the spell, asking you questions about that he didn't secret and that you revealed to him, and he acknowledged that you were innocent. And then he went on asking everyone else, to which you guys noticed that there was one shifty mage who, Kapor Sarkana member, at his side. Monaco was able to pick out his very strange movements, and when he was questioned by King Terminus, it was revealed that he was a traitor working for the Dark Lord, who we all know, or you should know, is Duramo. With that, he took out a wand and tried to go ahead and attack the group, pointing at King Terminus, but ending up shooting Monaco in the process before being blasted by all of you, destroying everything that was on his property, as he just shouted the name of the Dark Lord until his dying breath. But nevertheless, you all decided to head back to, well, you decided to discuss now that it was finally safe. And it seemed like the Liberators were on the discussion, or on the decision, to gather the four orbs and place them at several key places of power within Shiverin, while Julian and his men go sneak into Fia and try to liberate or free some of the people who are held captive there, and the king and his army will be awaiting, taking Chilford and making his way up. And after all the discussion and Cal flexing his mortal key abilities, destroying the door that block this enchanted area, you all decided to head down and go a little drinking with the group down at the Endless Decanter. There, you all reveled for a bit, and King met a handsome, dashing warrior that he was scooped up and walked away with. And with...
He has a name.
Scandalous.
Nathaniel.
He was so caring.
So dashing and caring and charming Nathaniel was indeed. And with King only looking for a booty call, it seemed. But he went off with Nathaniel while Duran went to just survey the area and rest outside the hotel doors to make sure it was safe.
No, he drank water that night and stayed alert.
Yeah. He wanted to make sure everyone was safe while only one's resting, and who knows how much they're resting, was Horatio in Monaco, with Cal heading back to the Ice Crown, where he was able, in a fit of anger, praying to his god, to his father, slamming down onto the wheel, the helm. He found two compartments where his gun fit and began to augment and shift the Ice Crown itself, unlocking its power. And that's where we had ended. So, we had a shorter episode, so we'll start from the beginning. Thoughts on the entire scene of King Terminus' interrogation / there is a spy.
That was one short. That was a lot of things covered in only a fraction of a typical session. That was a lot of stuff you just recapped.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that it was typical. Typical. I want to be like, of course the king trusts the baddie. Like, good job, Monaco, for figuring that out.
Yeah, and then, I mean, of all things, getting shot was not a great result. But then everyone was so, vicious in their response. And it's like, righteous justice on one side, like, way too much fire. And then also the king's, like, healing spells.
Yeah, we saw a moment where it was almost like the good old days with King healing Monaco and having that touching moment. King, what was... Travis, what was going through King's mind, like, seeing Monaco in that state?
I mean, like, we just got through some really heavy stuff, so I was like, I'm not done forgiving her yet. She can't die now. Like, I need to, like, heal her and make sure she's okay so, like, we can get over our problems, because these jerks are not it. Like, my friends are more important than their stupid, petty chaos magic. And I was like, I need to heal her.
And Alex, same question reverse. Getting hit by this, what was going through Monaco's head is seeing this spider-like web of chaos suck her life away, but then to be healed by King.
Oh, I mean, she shouldn't be surprised, but she's always surprised when King performs a miracle. Because she thought she was going to die, or like her soul's going to be turned into evil or something. She didn't know. There's not a whole lot of time and not a whole lot of... clear thinking in those kind of moments. But King coming down like a I don't know, like the god he is, I suppose.
Alright. I will tell you that if you didn't freeze yourself in that moment, it would have been a lot worse. So good job with that.
It's her reflex.
Yeah, flex that reflex.
That whole time was so horrible. But Durant was kind of really focused about getting some answers afterwards, so he was very unhappy that someone zapped the assassin. He doesn't know who did it, though, because he still can't magic very good, but he knows someone definitely zapped him too hard.
I mean, they all zapped him, so are they all to blame? Maybe it was King Terminus. He also blasted something off, but he's a level 20.
Well...
that was pretty good. If King Terminus wants to join the Liberators now, I think it's okay.
Honorary. He's the friggin' cake. Yeah, doesn't he outrank us? Like,
shh, not if he's a Liberator. He signs that ink. He's the new guy.
Right? You're like, I'll take your crown, and now I'm truly king.
Right?
Cal, you're promoted from the new guy.
So who's... yeah. Who's new? Actually, technically, Monaco's the new guy, because Cal joined, and then Monaco was there, but then you were like, let's see how you do first. Actually, you both joined at the same time, so you're both the FNGs.
Yeah, that's the new guys, yeah. Yeah, congratulations, Monaco, you are now trustworthy, because you're no longer new. King Terminus, we now doubt everything about you now. You need to perform at least 3 miracles to roll with us.
I'm sure you'll just roll up as slaves and do them.
He's like, I am a miracle. I speak to the gods themselves.
Oh yeah, he knows Wish. I forgot.
He's like, what is that, Nyx? Okay, she says, it's all your fucking fault, Cal. No.
Shouldn't have opened the box.
Shouldn't have opened Pandora's box. Sorry.
Wasn't worth it.
saving your lives wasn't worth it?
No, I mean, obviously.
Resetting the timeline.
Yeah, he had to.
Things were not good, and the future had no magic in it. I mean, come on. Who wants that?
Right, exactly. But nonetheless, you all discussed your matter, and it seems like, let me ask you, does it seem like you officially are going on the, so there's totally the orb quest, the reconnaissance quest, and then this head-on battle quest. King Terminus looks like he's going to head-on battle. He's going to rush in there and do what he can from one side, but he still needs the defenses to be put down. And I'm taking it that you guys are doing the let's collect the orbs, place the power, and lower the defenses so they can all just rush in.
I thought so.
I mean, like, we're still gonna have to go fight the baddies. It's like, so the armies can get teleported in and, like, take care of the citizens, because we know that they're, like, running amok. And, like, who knows what they're doing? It's probably, like, martial law. And they're doing all bad things there.
Like, I'm like, seeing, like, because they were like, we can't teleport in, or we can't even do anything telepathically in there. It always comes up with skews, so we need to place these orbs to disrupt it at places of power where it can draw from. So I'm thinking, like, hopefully if you guys survive and actually place it there, like, Doctor Strange scene when they're like, on your left, and then, not Doctor Strange, Avengers Endgame, when Doctor Strange opens up the thing and they all fucking come through. Spoiler alert. It's like Titanic. If you haven't seen it by now, then it's your fault. Is what, like, in my head, I plan it. I have no idea how it's actually going to be. You guys always continue to surprise me, and I usually like to come up with that details in the fly, how the moment seems. So, but I'm hoping that something cool and grand happens, and you guys actually do it. But of course, there'll be trials and tribulations on the way. So, question goes to anyone. Your plan to go in there seems to be to sneak through, what is the Broken Bay, and work your way there. What are your thoughts? What's going through your heads there that is the plan? Alex, let's start off with you.
I totally plan for, like, Monaco tidbits at every location. And hopefully, good moments within them. I mean, after all, this is the country! We're going back to the homeland! We should have some reflection on that.
Oh yeah, totally. Like it's that, like, you're back again, and what is that term when you, like, I forget the name. I
regress back.
Well, no, like when you go back and you see, like, when you reflect. It's not reflect, but when you go back and you reflect on things that you saw before, you, like, you return, and it's like,
like, I used to live here.
Nostalgia. That's the word I'm looking for. Like, you'll be nostalgia.
Oh, okay.
Especially to people in the listening, because, like, it's been so long since they've seen Shivrin, where they started, where the story started. So it'll be like, what is it, be like 40 episodes? I don't even know. And it's like, now we're back in Shivrin. Remember this? And of course, you'll see the differences, and, like, it'll be good. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I'm definitely stoked. I'm like, when are we gonna get there? Like, all this stuff is so good, but especially what I hope we're gonna talk about.
Well, with your plans underway to take the orbs and Julian to go and free as many people that he can, and the king ready to storm from the front end, you all decide to go to the Endless Decanter that you got some drinks in. And our next question is the big question of the day. That controversial scene. King leaving Durand behind as he's a shell of what he once was and found a new, more a similar looking human gentleman named Nathaniel Grayson. His last name wasn't revealed, but hey, no, see, at 8 you could reveal his last name. Grayson. Nathaniel Grayson.
Jesus Grace, like, that name is some great.
And they hit it off, it seemed. Or at least Nathaniel probably felt one way. King, what's going through King's mind here?
I mean, we were drinking a little bit, and Duran has emotionally, mentally, and physically rejected King.
Oh.
And in the last few days, obviously, because he's not himself, he's pieces of himself. And, like, we almost just died. We found a traitor in our midst. Like, I don't know. He's just going through a really rough time, and like his human side is like really seeping out, I guess, because he feels vulnerable and wants comfort, like physical comfort from someone and a little bit of what he used to have, and he can't get it. So he's like, you know what? What's one night? Like, I just need it. Like, I don't know. Felt like he wanted support from someone other than a party member.
Sounds like King, you used to getting the D, can't get the D. Now he wants the D from someone else.
Oh,
well, it's a little bit how it seems. Yeah, it's a little bit how it seems. He's used to having that good on speed dial.
Like, not only did he probably, like, this is
fast
rated R section, everyone. not only did he probably get it good from Duran, but he got that, like, poetry get it good. He's like, Mich Piscata, I like to, let me just talk to you in Elvish while I'm just drilling you.
Oh my god. It's so beautiful. It's so sad.
Like, they made love.
The drop from where King was in terms of like how much love he was getting to now. I mean, come on.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm just like, I don't think King deserves Duran now.
You don't know what happened yet. I don't think that. I think that King had needs and people have needs. But I'm like, ooh, he cheated. He's unfaithful. How can you expect to lead? He's unfaithful.
Oh my goodness. He should step down as party leader.
I mean, like,
impeach him.
I mean, like, I don't know. I just the way Omar described the scene, maybe it was a little too much of Travis leaking it to King.
No. Oh my goodness. Like,
beefy, smelly man.
I didn't see any of that.
And what's King's the place like, smell like? It smells
drinking
like
drinking and like, yeah, we've been quarantined. Okay, he wants something.
And we're gonna play back airing, like he even caught the mug and caught it in King's hand. He's like, he's gentle.
He is gentle, quick, and strong.
So good.
I feel like it's like King is. Like, also, he was reminded that the fucking devil inside of him, or sorry, fiend inside of him.
There's gonna be a devil inside him tonight.
The fiend inside of him was like, remember our bargain.
Oh, that's right.
The pain is back. Like, there's just so many compounding things that he's like, he's broke. He's not fully mentally there right now. And he's doing something that he normally wouldn't. And, you know, as we talked about after the session, maybe his friends would have checked up on him, but didn't.
So, I mean, y'all ain't doing anything like, yet.
They're like, let him
my goodness.
Go.
You went there, and the night had ended with you on the way, which we will see in the next episode, where we pick up to see indeed what King has or will or has not done. It remains to be seen, but I'm excited to know nonetheless.
My one regret is that I didn't, like, as Duran, be like, more like, what do you think you're doing? You can't do that. You're supposed to be getting ready for helping us in the morning, because I feel like King would have went even harder.
I was hoping there would be some Duran, like, look, then you locked eyes for a second, and he would just be like, and just turn around. I don't know, I was hoping some shit like that.
Oh my god. There's so much potential in that moment that we just didn't really get.
Yeah, I feel like if that happened, King probably would have broken and been like, no, I can't. That might have been enough, but
it's fine. He looked back at Duran. Duran wasn't paying attention, so he went. That's still just as good.
If there was a magic involved, I'd be like, good for him. Good for you, King.
The magic was severed. They're on a break.
They're literally on a break.
Oh my god.
They're literally broken right now. They're on a break.
I'm gonna
if regular Duran was back after that, he'd even, if he'd be like, no, I deserve this.
Duran has mental health issues and King abandoned him to fuck some dude. Like, let's not, like, fucking...
No, that is a making a totally hyperbole out of the situation. No, that is victim blaming.
I will just say that the fans who love Duran and King, they're just going to send you death threats.
Homewrecker. Oh my goodness.
I love it. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's out of character. I think it's totally justified, especially story wise. I think it's great. It's just that one aspect that it could have gone so many different ways. And I'm just, this way, it's just so scandalous. And I'm just like,
oh my gosh. I almost feel like we shouldn't even know what happens that night. He's just come back. We just don't know.
I was thinking that.
It just sits there in the air. And we're like, is anyone going to talk about what happened?
We could. Do you want to, and this is really behind the scenes now, should we do it in the void? Have that scene in the void? And then no one will know what happened.
Oh, that's so cool.
I've never had a
void. You never had a solo void moment. No, you have not.
I've never had a solo void moment. Well, where others went to the void.
Yeah. We'll talk. I'm thinking that might be what it's going to be, and that will still
I kind of like that because it would provoke like a sense of mystique about the whole thing among us.
Yes. Okay, I think that's going to be canon.
It makes it all so much more salacious.
I know. Oh, it's so good.
We'll talk about it the whole time, by the way.
Oh my god. In the next Shaddy is going to be juicy. But nevertheless, with everyone going their own ways, Cal went off on his own as well, and we had our penultimate scene where Cal was able to unlock, in a moment of frustration, he was able to find the lock that was always there, by the way. I was waiting for him to actually look at the wheel. Thought he was going to bend on that, but he looked ever but it. And then he was able to figure out how he can augment. As all you don't know who are listening, Zeki, who plays Cal, which has been bitching about wanting to augment this boat for so many episodes now. how it can be augmented, you still don't know. But he did definitely find out many different combinations that went through his mind before we ended the episode. So thoughts on Cal's newfound ability, or perhaps newfound ability, with augmenting the boat.
Okay, let me get okay, so Cal's gonna get some more secret powers.
I mean, not secret
powers.
He won't
tell anyone about it for a while, is my prediction. So it'll be another Cal secret just for a little bit, and then eventually it'll be revealed that Cal knows something that really importantly should have fucking told us earlier.
I mean, he still knows something that he didn't tell you, so I feel like, is Cal as you think he is?
Secret-keeping Cal.
Like... is that so balanced? He was balancing it because you guys were keeping secrets, but like...
I bet he's cheating too.
Cheating on who?
Scandalous. Yeah, I know. He's the official fifth wheel.
I feel so bad. It's like, that's what happens when you have five people in a party. And then two of them just pair up. Well, like two pairs.
I think that the ship is going to... have some new ability for sure. Like, we've already seen that it's swirled or changed or like, I don't know what exactly it did, but it's gonna do something more now.
All right.
I want it to like magically make me not seasick. I want it to be like, it's so precise that the movements don't evoke.
Okay. Oh my goodness, that'd be so good. If it's like just that, yeah. Little bullshit ones. You get to improve the ship to make it less nauseating.
the equilibrium doesn't allow users to get unbalanced, and therefore you can't get seasick on this boat.
The table has little divots to put your soup bowls in so they don't spill when the ship goes.
He's like, I've made latrines for all of our rooms. You can now use, go ahead and instead of using the one, because there are no bathrooms in your individual rooms. There's like a,
we have one latrine. We've been sharing a latrine this whole time. I did not know that.
I thought each room had its own latrine.
King just shits on the floor and throws it away.
No,
oh my
no,
god!
I'm just kidding. I actually don't know. I don't know. It's the Ice Crown. The Queen would definitely have. So you guys have not actually entirely explored the entirety of the ship, at least not in character. Anyway,
bathroom out of character.
Huh?
I feel like we traveled on it for quite a long time.
We took three days.
I was on a coma on the boat, but like the other people were on the boat for over a week, so they probably would have seen all their own.
We definitely hunted that ship for deja vus at one point or another. So
you would have probably ran into the Queen's room, and I mean, you have to see what it is by actually doing it in character, because of course she has her own chambers in there. It's her ship. Well, we'll say you all have bathrooms. It's fine. She's rich.
Nice.
But
Shad 8 are even getting me bathrooms. That's all about, baby.
So, and with that big giant moment with Cal, we had stopped, which we will see what that happens in next episode. Ooh, juicy, juicy. So, final predictions. And well, we'll have my, actually, I haven't gone to my meta moment. So, my meta moment is, you thought the calories were a lot today. We're gonna get super fat in a super small amount of time. Well, during his scene, we're gonna get a shit ton of calories. I'll tell you that much. So.
Oh, delicious! Nom nom nom.
Oh my god.
It's gonna be fun.
Lay that shit on thick. Fry some anything in it. Yeah.
It's gonna be deep fried cow. That's how many calories you're gonna get. But predictions with what's going to happen next with the ship going to Fia or Shiverin and the entire plan. Let's start off with Adam.
Oh my goodness, King is going to hook up with that guy. Definitely.
No, my prediction is
it's going to be a secret that tears a relationship apart before it even comes back together.
And don't forget, we got that piece of Durant somewhere in Shiverin, so.
But, well, King is getting that end. Piece of the thing.
Oh my god. Sorry, just like. Oh, the two of you, like, I root for you all the time.
Oh my god, I had no idea it was going to be this conversation.
Look at that box you opened.
Oh my god. Fucking god.
He was like, exactly. I just want to do this thing. And we're all like, yeah, go ahead, right. go ahead. He did it. Right. He actually did it. Look at him.
Oh my god, he did it. Oh my god.
Alex, final predictions.
That dude is going to be a handsome whiskey dick. It's going to be fine. And then we move on. And because, well, I don't know. Shiverin is going to be fun. I'm excited to go there. But the Ice Crown, are you going to make it fly? Is that what's happening here? Is it going to fly?
I don't know.
Okay.
See how much you both pay.
I guess that's my prediction. Oh, I really don't want it to fly, though.
Travis, final predictions.
I predict that they're all going to guilt King so much that he's going to turn back into a tyrant and modify their memory.
I love it. Scandal.
No, I don't know what's going
to happen. Oh my goodness. That's like one new secret for each team member.
Yeah. He's going to be like, I can't deal with the guilt. Boof. 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 Start with the person who has the weakest memory to get them on the
team. Keep casting yourself. What happens then?
Oh, right? Then I'll believe it's so hard than it is.
You're going to have to cover this up. There's no way. You have
then
to
Nathaniel dies on the battlefield and he looks off at King who doesn't remember him.
Oh my god.
I...
Oh.
You're oh so my bad. God.
No, I don't know what's going to happen, but I agree with Monaco. I don't want the boat to fly.
Let me tell you, Zeki wants that boat to fly so hard.
He wants that boat to fly so he bad, really and I'm does. Just like, no, bitch. I don't know why, I feel like it's not right.
Not right to fly.
We have so many modes of transportation. We don't need more.
What if it flew at like a blimp?
We already have the teleport spell. Like it's fine.
Once it flies, she's never going to take that captain's hat off. I just want you all to know.
He just wants it for the captain's hat. He just wants to have the ice crown to put into his big pile of Cal artifacts.
Right.
His Califacts.
He's collecting them.
All right. Well.
Right? Let it fly when we're already level 20 and it doesn't matter.
You're like, if it flies, it takes away from all the other abilities you all
once, did. Once we already fly anyway.
Right? Oh, you'll see what it can do. Maybe it can fly. Maybe it can't.
Oh my god.
Maybe it does something completely different that you're like, oh my god, this is a mode of transportation that we never thought of.
Oh my god, it's gonna go underwater.
Oh my god, that's a good idea, submarine.
Oh, I mean, no.
You'll find out.
You're like spider legs from that weird steampunk movie.
That's what it is. You figured it out, Adam.
You'll find out.
I don't know.
All the things that he can do. Well, if Zeki Roll pays for it enough. Both R-O-L-L and R-O-L-E.
Both rolls.
We'll find out. But thank you once again, everyone, for listening. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you to the amazing cast of Descent into the Void. You guys are awesome. We love each and every one of you. Thank you to our amazing Patreons, of course. We love you, and we love all that you do for us and the support you give. From the first chapter to the last page, be kind to one another, and we will see you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Jamata.